For sports content from the biggest leagues and competitions across the world, look no further than Reuters Connect, Reuters' online news content platform. Reuters Connect makes finding the sports content you need easy, whether it's in-depth reporting from Reuters journalists or access to video highlights from around the world. Bring the world of sport directly to your workplace with Reuters Connect. For more information and a free trial, visit ReutersConnect.com.
Welcome to Keeping Score. I'm Rick Haro. Each week, we bring you insights from the playmakers, dealmakers, and rulemakers in the world of sports. I'll give you my take on some of the items of the week using my 30 years of experience doing deals for teams, leagues, and players. Plus, we'll talk with a central figure in the sports world. The views expressed in this podcast are my own and do not represent the views of Reuters. Let's get started.
Sports professor Rick Haro inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports. It's getting bigger. Every week, a tremendous golf major win and playoff and viewership. Our bottom line is the playoffs in basketball and hockey reaching crescendo, soccer getting ready for Qatar, even though it's a few months away, and the seasons in baseball, summer, football getting ready as well, American football. We're all excited about the business of sports, and here are the deal-making issues. 3-1. A-Rod Invest and MMA's PFL joins their board of directors going forward. Professional Fighter League completed a $30 million Series E equity round that included funding from former New York Yankee A-Rod. The investment will give the PFL more global reach and visibility, allow it to launch its PPV Superfight division. The round was led by Waverly Capital, and A-Rod says he loves the global reach of the MMA. PFL, UFC's main rival, and the targeting an estimate global MMA audience of 550 million fans, 2 months removed from partnering with white label NFT platform creator Mercury to create a branded NFT market for the league. Previous sponsorship deals with Sugar 23, Socios, and DraftKings.
Two.
VR hockey training app Sense Arena raises $3 million to expand into other sports. Virtual reality ice hockey training startup Sense Arena raised the $3 million, led by Prague-based J&T Ventures. Sense Arena already has partnerships with five NHL teams, Coyotes, Golden Knights, Kings, Devils, and others. Coyotes recently shared a video of injured players Lawson Crouse and Liam O'Brien wearing Oculus VR headsets installed with Sense Arena app so they can complete hockey drills in VR and sharpen their reaction skills as part of their rehab. Company is active in youth hockey market, in addition to partnerships with 9 NCAA programs and more than 30 pro teams globally. Sense Arena plans to expand into swing sports such as baseball, softball, and tennis, as well as pursuing new virtual reality opportunities in the sports metaverse.
One.
Gordon Hayward endorses Virure's XR gaming glasses, becoming a brand ambassador. The Charlotte Hornets forward, the new endorser of the extended reality gaming startup Vuture. The company's Vuture One smart glasses produce a 120-inch vertical screen to watch 3D movies or to play video games by wirelessly connecting to a streaming service or a gaming console. The new video ad starts with Hayward playing video games on a PC at home, but then he puts on the glasses and the connected neckband to continue gaming on the virtual display as he's free to enter any room in the house or go outside. He does not, no, bump into walls. Hayward, an all-star in 2017, is an avid gamer who previously invested in mobile esports organization Tribe Gaming, deal-making issue number one. All of these have something in common: the intersection between sports, technology, content, media, and the companies that understand it first have a significant jump on everybody else. Therefore, it's an incredible opportunity to interview the chief media officer and content maven of Sports Grid, Charles Thies. He's been involved with Fox Interactive and other entities, Fred Rogers' company, and others. He's obviously run the spectrum of all demographics and all shows. Talks about future streaming, websites, blockchain ecosystem, and other major important issues of the day. Sports Grid itself and the network distribution platforms include Vizio, Roku, LG, YouTube, Sports TV, Local Now, Stir, deals with Nexstar, Sirius. Too many to mention, but the guy who basically does all these deals, Charles Thies, here he is. From your perspective of experience, and I'm just going to kind of list, and you know, the qualifications are diverse and wide. Fox Interactive, CBS Television Group, the Weather Nation, Fred Rogers Company, we'll talk about that, website development, obviously, CNN Digital, CNN Sales, etc. You've been all over the world, but the bottom line is, the positive bottom line is a diverse set of experiences.
This is true. Absolutely. Yeah. So from television to the internet to search engines, you're absolutely right.
Clearly well-positioned to know about all of this world. What is the unique proposition of Sports Grid? Why is the company so special?
Well, we're special because we're focused in on the sports genre, specifically in wagering, fantasy sports, which is having to be able to purvey on a daily basis live odds, lines, data that's important to the sports wagering audience. So as a result, the network's 18 hours live a day. So we're feeding that market, and people use this as a utility. But more importantly, they tune in so that they're in an environment where they're learning and taking advantage of what's happening in real time. So as we know with sports wagering, mm-hmm. there's in-game wagering, which means during the game itself, the odds will be shifting based on the scores, based on injuries, and our audience could take advantage of those swings, those pivot points that may be in the game, so that they could take advantage and place bets all throughout the game and really basically give themselves the edge.
Obviously, the key to all these deals is to stay one step ahead of everybody else, and Sports Grid certainly is in good hands with Charles Thies in that context. Let's talk about the gambling minute, and we go back to Ohio. They expect to issue about 3,000 sports betting licenses and launch close to January 1's deadline. The Ohio Casino Control Commission ended speculation about an early start, but they talked about close to January 1, which is when the governor signed the deals. They probably will not be able to take advantage of regular season NFL football or baseball World Series, but Executive Director Matt Schuller told the commission Wednesday too much work needs to be done for the launch date to move up. For everyone interested, they really should expect it to be very close to, if not on, January 1. And we're going to need to do all those investigations to issue the licenses. Going to need all the time right up until January. Ohio yet to finalize applications for the 9 different kinds of licenses it'll offer, but it's established 3 licensing windows during which applications would be submitted. That's your gambling minute. How about your tech minute? IMG Arena purchased a majority control ownership in the computer vision company Signality. The IMG Arena entity acquired controlling interest in the Swedish computer company. The investment will improve IMG Arena's fan engagement offerings with advanced data from Signality's artificial intelligence software that analyzes video streams to track ball and player movement. IMG Arena previously acquired ball tracking technology FlightScope Services in April. The company had betting data and live streaming distribution deals with NASCAR, UFC, MLS, NHL, ATP, and the UK's Football Association. The move to acquire ownership in Signality, similar to the previous acquisitions made by fellow data distribution partners SportRadar and Genius Sports. It is a jungle out there, inuring to the benefit of entrepreneurs. Finally, as we normally do, we end with the good sports issues. Local icon in golf and beer industries, Frank Fuhrer, dies at 96, a significant Western Pennsylvania, Florida legacy will not be denied. As he has said, he's been one of the key charity contributors, and he will be missed. Cypher Sports Technology Group partners with Advance Local to power sports betting pillars. Advance Local, one of North America's most trusted publishers, so this is a big deal for everybody. IPC reveals City as a para-sport founding partner, including City collaborating with the World Para Ice Hockey to develop the Women's World Challenge, a new four-team round-robin international competition. Leon Bridges and Gary Patterson raised about $1 million to support Tarrant County Groups in North Texas. The event, a live auction, performance by Bridges, business pop-ups, and guest appearances by Andy Roddick, Abraham Alexander, and actor Eric Nelson. Finally, Colin Kaepernick receives an honorary degree. A lot in his life has been accomplished, leading a team to the Super Bowl, uplifting many acts of philanthropy and activism. And now the former 49er gets his honorary doctorate from Morgan State. On Wednesday, the Kaepernick Scholastic Partnership announced they'd publish a book about the period when he had to make the choice when a young adult graphic novel called Colin Kaepernick, Changing the Game, scheduled to be released next spring. Everybody, a very significant historical perspective for him and from him. And that's your sports, good sports minute, good sports entrepreneurialism, always front and center, whether it was inspired by the pandemic or not, it's certainly going to continue. That's our show for the week. We'd like to thank Charles Thies and Sports Grid for giving us some perspective unmatched in the industry today. We'd like to thank Nick Nielsen and others for helping us put the show together. We'd like to thank you for listening and watching. And join us next week when we go further inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports. I'm Rick Haro. See you next time.
Action Images is the global multimedia sports agency of Reuters. Leagues, teams, and federations around the world rely on Action Images to create, distribute, and monetize their content. Action Images' global footprint means sports media expertise is never far away. For more information, visit actionimages.com.